The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's head courtside for Eric Peterson with the color commentary and with the play-by-play. Here's Jeff Moss.
Good evening, everybody. Class 2A girls regional basketball is on the air tonight here on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. I'm Jeff Moss alongside Eric Peterson. Tonight we are in West Branch for Class 2A Region 5 action. As tonight, it's the 15-6 Bears of West Branch out of the River Valley Conference taking on the 14-8 Falcons of Louisa Muscatine coming in out of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference. Eric Peterson joining me here tonight as we get ready for this matchup here in Class 2A. As the regionals are here, it is time for the postseason. It's win, you stay in, you lose, you go home. And West Branch playing Louisa Muscatine tonight. Winner advances to take on Wilton coming up on Tuesday night over in Wilton. These two teams, Eric, come in with similar records on the season. West Branch coming out of the very powerful River Valley Conference. Louisa Muscatine out of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference. But Louisa Muscatine will be without one of their premier players tonight, and that's the junior 5'11 junior post, Mariah Pugh, the leading scorer for the Falcons and the leading rebounder on the sidelines with a knee brace. She had not played the last two games of the regular season, so obviously a severe knee injury for that young lady. We hope she's able to come back very quickly next season, but that's a big piece of the puzzle missing for Coach Mark Worley and Louisa Muscatine.
Well, I think, Louisa Muscatine was going to have their hands full with West Branch. Similar records, though. We have West Branch coming in at 15-6, Louisa Muscatine 14-8. Louisa Muscatine hasn't played for about a week, where West Branch just played two nights ago against Clear Creek Amana, so a little odd to have that kind of break. Usually the small schools, you play almost right up to, and then again, obviously this is the first round being played. Although I guess it gave Louisa Muscatine a chance to work on what do we do without one of our key players.
Yeah, like you said, Eric, they have not played. They've had over a week off. 8 days ago, they lost to Danville 46-27, but they'd won 9 of their last 11 heading into the postseason. And for West Branch and head coach Jared Tiley, like you said, they beat Clear Creek Amana the other night. They've won 7 of their last 8 heading into the postseason, and they're led by their outstanding senior guard, and that's Tatum Koenig. Averaging 21 points per game, shoots at 40% from three-point land, 46 from the field. She and her freshman sister, Sasha Koenig, averaging 11 points per game. So the Koenig sisters are the key for the Bears' offense.
Well, I think some other kids, too, have started to step up, although Tatum's been outstanding all season long. And really, Sasha Koenig being a freshman, she's made great strides as the season has gone on. But other players for West Branch have been playing well, Taya Young has had some good games. Mackenzie, I hope I pronounced right, Heisey off the bench has given some good minutes. Abby Freihoff has given them really good minutes. So, again, I think some of their support cast is starting to play better.
For West Branch, like we kind of talked about when we were off the air here, one of the big things for West Branch is just the conference that they play in, the River Valley Conference. They've lost to Regina twice this year. They lost to Wilton twice this year. Cascade, who's a top 10 team, in Monticello. So when you're in the same conference with teams like Iowa City, Regina, Cascade, Bellevue, Monticello, you're playing tough competition night in and night out in this conference.
Well, that's what'll be interesting. Again, the West Branch has had that solid competition throughout. Louisa Muscatine, maybe not quite, although, boy, you look at records, there's a lot of good records in this regional bracket. West Branch and Louisa Muscatine here, a play-in game, for all intent and purposes, at 15-6, 14-8. We mentioned Louisa Muscatine had lost to Danville, but Danville has had a good season, 17-4. So a lot of really good records. Van Buren 16-6 in the other half of the draw. Sigourney 18-3, Mediapolis 18-4. So a lot of good records, but again, we'll see if the competition played throughout the season was comparable. Because again, I guess our thought is maybe again West Branch, Regina, maybe again played a little tougher schedules.
And this, you look at this region in Class 2A Region 5. It's the River Valley and Southeast Iowa Super Conference region. That's pretty much all the teams make up that one, those two conferences.
Well, and I did try to take a quick peek to see if there was anyone else ranked in the top 15 other than Regina, and there was not. So Regina, ranked number 7 in the state, is probably the pick to come out of this regional. But again, a lot of teams with some really solid records.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight. But first off, high school basketball is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And we are happy to bring you regional basketball action as the postseason starts tonight. Starting lineups tonight, first for the Falcons, and they wear their road black uniforms tonight with the gold letters and numbers. They are going to start Alexa Worley. She is a 5'5" senior. Kat Osborne, a 5'7" senior. Haley Sanders, she's a 5'10" sophomore. Kylie Sanders, a 5'7" freshman who averages 13 points per game. And Sophia Sneddon, a 6-foot junior, get the start for head coach Mark Worley and the Falcons of Louisa Muscatine, who come in at 14-8 on the season. For West Branch, 15-6 under head coach Jared Tiley, they will start Abby Fryoff. She's a 6'1" junior. Kaya Lunekis, a 6-foot sophomore. Tatum Koenig, a 5'7" senior. She'll come off the bench. Taya Young, a 5'7" freshman, averaging 8 points per game. And Sasha Koenig, a 5'3" freshman, averaging 11 points per game, starting tonight for the Bears of West Branch as they wear their home white uniforms tonight. Black numbers trimmed in red. Starting lineups tonight on our Wendy's pregame show, brought to you by all of our corridor Wendy's locations. Time for your national anthem here this evening, so we will step away as we honor America tonight as we get this Class 2A regional underway. National anthem tonight as we get set for postseason basketball here tonight. Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson here with you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, streaming online at kgymradio.com. Starters, once again, as before we get this thing tipped off, Worley, Osborne, Sanders, Sanders, and Sneddon for Louisa Muscatine. West Branch with Fryoff, Lunekis, Koenig, Koenig, and Young. Eric, as we get set for this one, biggest key to tonight's contest?
I just think that Tatum Koenig is, she's been dominant lately. Saw her play against Regina and had a strong game there, had a really strong game. I just don't know if Louisa Muscatine is going to have someone to match us up with her. And again, with that big loss, you know, who can step up for Louisa Muscatine? And it probably takes more than just one player to step up to pick up that slack.
West Branch wins the opening tap, heading to the left as you listen at home and online. And in the corner with it, they swing it back towards the top. And this is Taya Young. Right back to Sasha Koenig, who fires a three. That's no good. Fry off inside with the rebound. Lost it out of bounds, and it'll go to the Falcons.
Well, so that looked like a box and one just for a second. We'll watch it a little more closely here, but it looked like, they're going to run a gimmick defense against Tatum Koenig.
This is Osborne, who brings it into the front court here for the Falcons. Flips it off on the right side to Kylie Sanders, the freshman, who's now the leading scorer with Mariah Pugh out of the lineup with the knee injury for Louisa Muscatine. Sneddon has it outside. Five out right now for the Falcons, making things pretty defensively simple for West Branch right now. Holding it out between the rings is Kat Osborne, and now hands it back off to Worley. This might be, for the Falcons, one of their goals tonight: keep the ball out of West Branch's hands so they can't go on the offensive. And that's exactly what the Falcons are trying to do. They're trying to slow the pace of the game down right away and play keep away from the Bears and limit West Branch's possessions.
Well, it's very interesting, again, to think, can you go that length of time without turning the basketball over?
And they nearly do. It goes into the backcourt, but Worley's there to pick it up. She drives all the way down to the left corner. She's in no man's land, and she's trapped there, and we got a jump ball, and the possession arrow will belong to Louisa Muscatine.
Well, that was about a minute possession there, and again, as long as they kept it out at about the half-court line, they were able to pass and cut, but they end up taking it down the baseline. West Branch did a great job of trapping and got a jump ball.
Worley with it, dribbles towards the middle of the key. Now back out to Sneddon, and now they swing it back to Osborne near the top as the Falcons will pull it back out, go five out as Sanders tries to drive it. Here's Worley, takes a step inside the three-point line on the left side. They go back out to her, 6:20 to go, first quarter. No score here between West Branch and Louisa Muscatine, Class 2A, Class Region 5 action. There's the turnover, stolen away. Sasha Koenig into the front court. Taya Young on the left side with it, kicks it out, left corner. That's a three on the way, and no good out of the hands of Tatum Koenig. Back out to Sasha Koenig. She'll try a three. That's no good. Offensive board by Fryoff goes back up. No good. And the rebound by Osborne. Three cracks at it for the Bears, and they can't knock it home.
Well, all good looks there for West Branch. Like you say, Jeff, just not able to score. We'll see if Louisa Muscatine continues to kind of keep the ball out on the perimeter. And literally, we have not seen them attack the basket yet.
Haley Sanders and Kylie Sanders. Now, Kylie Sanders, the freshman guard, handles it out near midcourt and hands it back off to her older sister, only by a year, Haley Sanders. So the two Sanders sisters playing catch with each other out there as we near the 5:15 mark of the first quarter with no score. Here's Osborne, dribbles all the way over to the right side, hands it off for Sneddon deep in the right corner. Now back out for Sanders, dribbles towards the top. West Branch playing man-to-man. There's a turnover. It goes to the hands of Worley. Out of bounds.
Well, that's where, like we talked about, how much can they run clock without turning the basketball over? West Branch extending their defense out, just a cross-court pass mishandled out of bounds to Louisa Muscatine.
Koenig into the front court with it, trying to get a screen, comes off another right side, kicks it in the right corner. Sasha Koenig with it now, whips it towards the top of the key and got it to Young. And then she's going to turn it over. No, yep, she did. And into the hands of Haley Sanders. Turnover by the Bears. Still no score. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Worley picks up her dribble out high, gets it off for Osborne, dribbles down on the left side, now spins, gets in the lane. She throws up a shot. No good. Rebound goes into the hands of Lunekis, and we're going to get an offensive foul, I believe, an elbow. It's on Kat Osborne. Actually, no, they called that on LM. So Kat Osborne picks up the foul. Her first, team foul number one, as Lunekis came out of there with elbows firing.
Well, again, she came down with the rebound, and the Falcons attacked the basketball, so she pivoted strongly. And again, Louisa Muscatine player goes down, but they call it on Louisa Muscatine.
And at the other end, the Bears, Sasha Koenig fires up a three. That's no good. The other way, and we're going to get an offensive foul on the Falcons as Haley Sanders drove into the lane, and a charge taken. Two fouls now on the Falcons. No score, 4:18 to go in the first.
Well, that was really just the second shot attempt here in the first 4 minutes for Louisa Muscatine. As we said, they've been trying to milk the clock a little bit. And
nice steal. Stepped in front of it. Kylie Sanders the other way. Layup good. Kylie Sanders with the steal, takes it in for two. We got our first points of the ballgame at the four-minute mark of the first quarter. Here's Sasha Kane again to the front court with it. Zone look from the Falcons. There's a three from Sasha Young that's no good. Rebound on the inside by Koenig. Back to the top for Sasha Koenig. Fires up a three at the top of the key. That's no good. Long rebound. Out of bounds. Back to the Falcons. Bears coming out shooting cold here. They've had some open looks here.
Well, they have. Again, against that box and one, you know, Young and Sasha Koenig, they're going to get opportunities. But again, so far, they have not been able to make a basket.
Kylie Sanders controlling it. Tatum Koenig hounding her defensively. Nearly knocked it away. Now they get it across the timeline to Haley Sanders. Trying to throw it inside for Sneddon and knocked out of bounds by Fryuff. He'll stay with the Falcons with 3:29 to go in the first quarter.
It'll be interesting to know how, you know, does West Branch ever practice against a box and one? Have any other team shown that against them? Because, again, as a coaching staff, you have to kind of decide what offense you want to run against.
There's a steal by Koenig, takes it in and lays it home. Tatum Koenig with the steal. Shingits a run out. We're even at two apiece. 3:20 to go first quarter. West Branch doesn't get back, but Louisa Muscatine doesn't attack. Now they do. Kylie Sanders down the lane, off the glass, good, and the foul. Put it up high off the backboard, draws the hoop of the harm and goes to the free throw line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Abby Fryoff with her first.
Well, when Louisa Muscatine spent so much time just keeping on the perimeter, all of a sudden you're surprised at that sudden cut to the basket, and that's Kylie Sanders' second hoop of the first quarter.
Free throw on the way is good. She's got all five of Louisa Muscatine's points. It's a 5-2 Falcon lead here in the first quarter of this Class 2A Region 5 opener. Sasha Koenig, right side, Lunekis, Young, gets it back for Fryoff, right elbow, throws it back cut by Tatum Koenig. Down inside, double team, jump ball. Got tied up by Haley Sanders. Arrow belongs to West Branch with 2:57 to go in the first.
Well, again, they can get the ball into the middle of the floor, and that might be what you want to do, try to bring defense and then find a cutter or someone to pass to, because, again, against that box and one, middle of the floor is going to be open.
Tatum Koenig between the legs, step back jumper for three, boom! Tatum Koenig making it look easy. Nice step back three. We're even up at five apiece in the first quarter.
Well, one thing, Fryhoff and Lenekis do a lot of setting of screens to try to get Koenig opportunities.
Great defense by Young. Wow. And we got another jump ball. Taya Young, the 5'7 freshman, all over things defensively. Coming in for West Branch is going to be Taylor Thine. She's a 5'6" sophomore checking in, and Bridget Ball, a 6-foot senior, coming off the bench for Coach Jared Tiley. Bear basketball, even up five apiece. Well, I call the jump. That should be Louisa Muscatine basketball. I thought it was a jump ball, or did we get a foul out of that? No, a 10-second violation was the call. It was not a jump ball. I thought I saw hands go up for a jump ball.
One of the officials did signal jump ball.
But before that, there was must have been a 10-second violation in there, so it'll be West Branch basketball, 2:34 to go in the quarter. Sasha Koenig, the freshman guard, handles it now. Box and one, the one's on Tatum Koenig. Bull, right corner, now to Thine. Thine trying to get back to the top and does for Koenig. Right elbow to Fryoff, outside for Bull, left wing. Down in the left corner, Thine catch, open three on the way, no good. Rebound on the inside by Bull for West Branch. Outside, now they get it for Tatum Koenig. Fires another three, that one's off the iron, no good, and the rebound by Fryer. Back out for Sasha Koenig, another offensive rebound. Sasha Koenig drives, tries to dump it, got it into Fryoff. Now back out, Sasha Koenig, 15-footer is good. And she's finally able to knock down one of the jumpers that she's had a look at. 7-5 West Branch in front. Haley Sanders lost the handle on it, but we have a foul on the play before the turnover.
Well, that's what Louisa Muscatine coaching staff has wanted. West Branch pretty physical when they go for steals, and there's been some contact. The officials have been letting them play, and that time a foul called on West Branch.
That was Bridget Bull, and now we're going to get a foul on Sasha Koenig. Sasha Koenig with her first, and that's team foul number three on the Bears. So a minute 42 to go in the first quarter, 7-5. West Branch with the lead over Louisa Muscatine. Worley controls the point. Man-to-man defense here for the Bears. Here's Osborne. Gets it on the handoff. Drives in the lane. Gets it to Snedden. And they're going to get her for steps before the jump shot.
Well, that's the fifth Loaiza Muscatine turnover here of the first quarter. But at least that time, again, kind of just a few passes on the perimeter, then took it to the basket, kicked it out to Snedden, but it shuffled her feet.
Koenig into the front court with it. Sasha Koenig, now over Thine, left wing with it, bounces it to the baseline. They get it back to Bull at the left elbow, and she lost the handle on it, but got off to Fryoff. Kick out, Sasha Koenig, open three right wing. Off short, no good, but we've got a foul on the inside. I think they're going to get the Falcons for a hold defensively. It's on Kat Osborne, and that's going to be her second, team foul number three.
Well, that's tough. Again, if you're already shorthanded, now you've had in the first quarter, you have one of your starters going to the bench with two fouls.
Sarah Martinez checking into the game. Coming in for West Branch is Riley Vaughn, 5'4" junior coming in, and Abby Fryoff will go to the bench. Minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Kadem fires it in. Gets it to Riley. Now back to the top. This is Sasha Koenig. She gets free. Fires a three. That's no good. Offensive board by Tatum Koenig, who flies in there. Steps out. 15-footer. Too strong. And the rebound on the backside by Haley Sanders for the Falcons. 1 minute to go. First quarter. 7-5. West Branch on top. Worley into the front court with it. Picked up her dribble. Again in no man's land. And Koenig just comes in. Ties her up. Arrow to the Falcons.
That's where you got to be so careful where you pick up your dribble. If at all possible, if you're Loaiza Muscatine, you want to keep that dribble until you know you have someone to release the basketball to.
Kylie Sanders into the front court. Now off to Haley Sanders. Dribbles it out near midcourt. Tries the right side. Good defense by the Bears. Now back to the top for Worley. 40 seconds to go. Spins. She gets in the lane and is fouled. No, they call it travel first. I thought she got away with steps before the hack. Official underneath the basket called a foul, but the official in the right position there got the travel first.
Well, that's the sixth turnover for Loaiza Muscatine.
Here's Koenig. Sasha Koenig into the front court. 30 seconds left in the first period. There's a three from Thine. Good! Taylor Thine knocks it down. 10-5, excuse me. Bears in front. Sanders spins into the front court. Gets it off on the right side. They throw it inside to Snedden. Throws one up. Rattling. No. Got her own rebound in the lane. Kicks it out for Kylie Sanders. She'll drive in the lane. Put it up off the glass and good. Kylie Sanders with all of LM's points in the first quarter. 1 second. Half quarter from Tatum. Koenig is just wide. And that's the end of the first quarter. 10-7 West Branch on top of Loaiza Muscatine after one quarter of play. We'll take a 60-second break and come back with quarter number two here on the North and South Gym KGYM.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertine & Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Going to quarter number two, 10-7. West Branch leading Loaiza Muscatine. Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson here with you on this Saturday evening, Class 2A. Region 5 girls postseason hoops on the air on the North and South Gym. Happy to have you with us here this evening. This is Tatum Koenig handling the basketball. Left side, she goes to Riley Vaughn. West Branch with a three-point advantage going into the second quarter. Loaiza Muscatine switches things up defensively. They go from a box and one to a 2-3. Tatum kicks it cross-court. Riley Vaughn, a 15-footer, is on the mark. And she's got her first two of the ball game.
Well, that really helps West Branch when you get production off the bench. And Kaney gave the ball up to Riley Vaughn. Again, about a 12-footer, and she makes now a turnover.
Deal in the backcourt. Sasha Koenig, little Euro step through the lane to avoid contact and lays it home. Little 4-0 run by the Bears to start quarter number two. They have a 7-point lead. Double dribble in the backcourt, and the turnovers are starting to pile up for Mark Worley. He doesn't like it, and he's going to call a 30-second timeout right away to start quarter number two.
Well, I was wondering if West Branch might use a timeout in the first quarter just to talk about how to attack, you know, a box and one, and also defensively maybe what they wanted to do with Loaiza Muscatine, you know, choosing to try to milk the clock. But again, they had that nice run, got out ahead, had the quarter break, and opted to jump into some full court pressure. And again, that's created two quick Loaiza Muscatine turnovers, and West Branch has converted off those turnovers.
Games in this region going on tonight. Wapello playing host to Columbus Community. Van Buren, Keosauqua playing host to West Burlington. Danville's at home against Cardinal Eldon tonight. Those are all the first round games in this region. Regina, Wilton, Mediapolis, Sigourney all have the night off and await winners. Tatum Koenig to inbound it underneath her own basket. She'll fire it in, gets it to Bold near the left elbow. They hand it off for Koenig towards the top of the key. Fine in the right quarter with it. She'll pull the trigger. She knocked one down earlier, and she'll knock one down again.
Well, that's the worst thing that you could have happen if you're Loaiza Muscatine, because you're letting those kids try to beat you and trying to take away Tatum Koenig, and that's 2 3-pointers for time.
17-7, just like that. The Bears have opened up a 10-point advantage here in the second quarter. Worley dribbles into the lane for the Falcons. Gets it off for Snedden, little 10-footer. Can't get it to go. Martinez on the backside fighting with Vaughn for the rebound. Jump ball arrow belongs to Loaiza Muscatine.
Well, we don't follow Loaiza Muscatine enough to know who's taking the place of Mariah Pugh. I don't know if Snedden is a starter, if she's come in to take that spot. She's had some good looks and hasn't been able to convert yet for Loaiza Muscatine. And again, she is playing in the post, a place where Pugh has been occupying.
Pass tip stolen. Bridget Bull with the steal. Sasha Koenig whips it ahead left side for her older sister, Tatum Koenig. Three and out. No good. And the rebound into the hands of Snedden. Worley gets it off for Osborne. Up the left side, spins back towards the middle and pulls it between the rings and off on the right side. They get it in the hands of Kylie Sanders. Now back towards the top. Man-to-man defense from West Branch. They haven't moved out of that defense yet tonight. 6-minute mark of the second quarter. Here's Haley Sanders, left corner with it. Back to the top for Worley. Falcons trying to slow things down. They started the game just taking the ball out, trying to limit West Branch offensive possessions. Oh, they had a look there and missed Snedden inside. Here's Osborne on the right side. Gets it for Kylie Sanders in the lane, puts it up, no good. Foul drawn, and Kylie Sanders back to the line. She has all the points right now for Loaiza Muscatine.
Well, just a little more information on Mariah Pugh. Again, she's their leading scorer, 13.3 points per game. She's taken 241 shots this year, shot 43% from the field. And again, you know, it's hard to lose your best post player, leading scorer, leading rebounder, and then have to go on the road to West Branch. So,
Linekis, Fryoff, Taya Young all check back in for the Bears. Sanders knocked down the first free throw. She'll try another one. And it's on the way. That one's no good. And Koenig with the rebound. She's pushing it up the right side. Stops at the top. Got it off on the right side for Young. 17-8, West Branch in front. Top of the key for Thine. Now back for Young. Goes through her hands, out of bounds. There's a West Branch turnover with 5:31 to go. That's a big loss. When you lose 13 points per game and 10 rebounds per game, averaging a double-double, that's a big loss for Coach Mark Worley.
Well, and I think with what they're trying to do offensively, again, I think, you know, she may be where Snedden is now. And, again, nothing against Snedden's abilities, but she's not been able to convert on some opportunities where you think maybe Pugh might have. Plus, you don't know, would they have gone to this offensive strategy if they'd had their full team without injuries. They may have played much more straight up and looked to attack the basket.
Kylie Sanders handling it. Falcons doing a good job of taking care of the basketball right now. And running some time off as Worley drives the lane, but got her shot swatted by Taya Young. She'll bring it the other way. It's 4-on-1. Left side for Thine, no good. And the rebound by Osborne. Bears had a good look on the break there. Here's Worley. Gets it into the front court for the Falcons. 17-8. West Branch in front, 4:40 to go till halftime. Osborne tries the left side. Nice defense cut off there by Tatum Koenig. Worley nearly lost the handle on it out of bounds. Worley dribbles back towards midcourt. Gets it to Snedden, right side, about a 15-footer. That's no good. Haley Sanders rebound, back up, no good, and a foul. And going to the line will be Haley Sanders, the 5-foot, 10-inch sophomore. Tatum Koenig with her first foul, and that's team foul number 5 on the Bears.
Now we'll see if someone other than Kaylee Sanders can score here for Louisa Muscatine. Her sister Haley, first one up and not good.
Sasha Koenig back in is going to the bench. Taylor Tyne, 6 points, 2 3-pointers for her. She heads back to the bench for coach Jared Tiley. Second free throw up. That one's also no good. We got a fight for the rebound and another jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Bears as Kylie Sanders and Kaya Linekis tied up inside. Only 1 point here in the quarter for Louisa Muscatine. They trail 17-8 to West Branch. Taya Young on the left side, dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it back for Lunekis. Left side, nice steal. Kaylee Sanders again, stepped in the passing lane. Coast to coast, draws the foul and goes to the free throw line. And with the foul is going to be Kaya Linekis, her first. That's 6 on West Branch. And back to the free throw line goes the 5'7" freshman, Kylie Sanders, averaging 13 points per game. Well, right about 12.8 points. We'll round it up. Give her the 13. Well, give her the extra 10.
That was a hard foul. She went down hard, kind of stretching her right leg a little bit here.
Free throw on the money. She's 3 of 4 for the free throw line tonight. 17-9. Bears in front here. First round matchup here in Class 2A Region 5 for this girls' postseason battle. Second free throw, no good. Rebound into the hands of Tatum Koenig. She comes away with it, pushes it into the front court. On the right side, top of the key, they swing it to the left side. Sasha Koenig for 3. Good. Sasha Koenig knocks down her first 3 of the ball game, 20-9. The other way, here's Haley Sanders. Layup is good. As that time, the Falcons get in transition and push it up the floor for 2.
Well, the assist was by Kaylee Sanders, so she's had a hand in all of Louisa's points.
Taya Young, no good. Linekis with the rebound. Outside to Tatum Koenig. She missed it, but got her own rebound. Back to the top. Throws it over the head of Sasha Koenig. Into the hands of Young. Dribbles in. 15-footer. Can't get it to go. And the rebound by Worley for the Falcons. 3:20 to go till the break. 9-point game. West Branch leading 20-11. Osborne with it, dribbles towards the top.
One thing Elias Muscatine struggling with out of that box and one is rebounding. I have West Branch 7 offensive rebounds in the first quarter, 2 here in the second quarter.
And an offensive foul is going to be called. They tried a little give and go, and the foul is going to be on Sophia Snedden. That's her first, team foul number 4. Taylor Tyne back into the ballgame for the Bears. Fryoff coming back in as well. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 20-11, West Branch in front. Sasha Koenig to the top, now on the right side. Gets it for Young. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Looks inside, nothing there. Koenig to Sasha Koenig, and a travel.
Yeah, she kind of caught and shuffled. Underneath official wasn't going to call it, but the outside official with a pretty good look made the call.
Little man-to-man, full court pressure here by West Branch. They get it in, pushing it up the left side and into the front court for the Falcons is Reagan Downing, a freshman who's checked in off the bench. Downing outside with it, now gets it off for Sanders. She pulls it out, tries a bounce pass to Kylie Sanders. Kylie sort of comes up with it. Now there's a tie up on the floor, and the arrow this time will belong to Louisa Muscatine. So the Falcons will inbound on the sideline. Worley back into the game. And coming out is going to be Kylie Sanders. So she'll get a break for Coach Mark Worley.
Well, we'll see, because where will points come for Louisa Muscatine with Sanders off the floor here? 2:30 left in the first half.
This is Downing, dribbles to the right side, got it knocked out of her hands, and Taya Young with a steal, and then a foul. And it's going to be on Downing, who reached in. Taya Young, only a freshman, and she does not play like it whatsoever, Eric.
Well, like I say, she stepped up. She hadn't scored yet tonight, I don't believe, but again, she's done a nice job defensively, been aggressive. There's been a lot of jump balls, and she's had her hand in a number of those, and again, that gives West Branch a greater number of possessions. So
she's a 5'7" freshman. Sasha Koenig, a 5'3" freshman. So those two are very bright futures. Koenig, Sasha Koenig weaves through the traffic for the Falcon defenders, but cannot get the layup to go. Kat Osborne pushing the other way. Will stop, pop from 15, cannot get it. And Young with the rebound for West Branch. She'll push it into the front court. She'll take it all the way in, leave it for Tyne. Layup good. Taylor Tyne, she's got 7 off the bench. Timeout, Louisa Muscatine. With a minute 58 to go till the break. Looks like just a 30 for Coach Mark Worley, 22-11.
Well, Taylor Tyne again, I think she's hit 2 3-pointers and a 2-pointer for the season. I think she's only averaging about 5 points per ball game. So again, already over her average here in the first half.
You talk about for the West Branch Bears, Coach Tiley's got he's got some very talented young ladies who are coming up through the ranks. Taya Young, Sasha Koenig, they're both freshmen. And then after that, Kaya Lenekis is only a sophomore. So you got those three ladies right there. And Taylor Tyne is only a sophomore. So there is a very bright future for this West Branch team in the upcoming years.
Well, again, Tatum Koenig will be tough to replace, but again, they do have some youth to make progress in the offseason and try to make up for her loss upon graduation.
Here's Worley at the top of the key with it as the Falcons break the timeline and into their front court. Still man-to-man defensively for West Branch. Worley gets in the lane and draws a foul. It's going to be a hold, and this one's going to be on Tatum Koenig.
If it is,
that's
her
second.
Kind of a tough call. Ball was out there, and they go to tie it up. Official felt they must have got arm or wrist before they got basketball.
Lakin Werner had checked into the game. She's right back out. Haley Sanders is in. Alexa Worley is at the free throw line, shooting a 1-1 here for the Falcons, who are now in the bonus with a minute 37 to go till halftime. Free throw is up, too strong, and the rebound by Tatum Koenig. She pushes it in the front court. Stops. Pop three. No good. Rebound on the inside by Tyne. She'll take it up. Foul that goes to the line. Taylor Tyne will shoot free throws now for West Branch.
Well, Tyne doing a little bit of everything there. Offensive rebound and put back attempt. Didn't get it up and in, but was fouled.
Snedden picked up the foul. That's her second. Team foul number 6 is Taylor Tyne to the free throw line here for West Branch. First one's up. Rattles it home.
That's her 9th point.
She's leading the way for the West Branch Bears in the scoring column here. Tyne will shoot another one here, leading 23-11. It's good. Steps to the line, knocks down both the free throws. Only free throws that West Branch has shot here in the first half. Stolen on the inbounds pass by Tyne. Back up and fouled again. And Taylor Tyne one more time. Back to the free throw line with a minute 24 to go till the break.
Well, West Branch in that full court man, and Louisa Muscatine struggling to get the ball in bounds. Now, again, if you're Tatum Koenig, you got to be really smart here. A minute 24 left. Coaching staff has opted to keep you on the floor. You're in full court pressure, but again, you got to play defense and not foul.
Tyne missed the first free throw. She'll shoot another one. 24-11. West Branch leading here in the first round of Class 2A regional play. Second free throw in and out as well. Taya Young offensive board, no good. Tatum Koenig tried to tip it back home, no good, but Taya Young with another offensive rebound, and that time she got it to go. 3 more cracks that time for West Branch. They now have a 26-11 advantage. Worley inside for Snedden. She got it to go. A little 10-foot jumper is the second field goal of the second quarter for Louisa Muscatine as we go under a minute. Taya Young, left side, fires a 3. Good! Taya Young knocks down her first three of the game. She's got five. It's a 29-13 West Branch lead. Kat Osborne into the front court with it on the right side. 38 seconds. Back for Worley at the top. Now to Kylie Sanders. Guarded by Tyne. Got it knocked loose. Sanders comes back up with it. Now off for Worley. 25 seconds. Worley spins, gets in the lane. Floater off the glass. No good. Fight for the board. Who's going to come out of there with it? Now it's loose on the floor. Out of bounds. They're going to say Fryoff touched it last. And it will be Falcon basketball.
Well, Fryoff gets a lot of minutes. Starts for West Branch. Again, we mentioned their youth. Just a junior and a 6'1 junior.
Nice inbounds pass. They got it to Haley Sanders. Defense got there late. And the foul will send Haley Sanders to the free throw line.
Well, 17.5 seconds left here, so the Wise Muscatine will try to cut into the West Branch lead. Wet Bears lead 29-13.
Taya Young with the foul as Haley Sanders steps to the free throw line and hits the first free throw there. 29-14, West Branch in front, 17 seconds to go till halftime. Second free throw is no good. Tatum Koenig with the board. She'll slow it down, get it across the timeline. 10 seconds to go here in the first. Guarded by Kaylee Sanders. Left side, still Tatum Koenig with it. Crossover, in the lane, kick out. Sasha Koenig, open three on the way. Rattling, no. Rebound into the hands of Osborne. And that's the end of the first half. A big second quarter of play as West Branch outscores Louisa Muscatine 19-7 in the second quarter on their way to a 29-14 advantage here at halftime. Me and Eric will take a two-minute break, tally up some of the first half numbers, and come back and break down this first half of action as West Branch leads it at the break, 29-14 over Louisa Muscatine. You're listening to Girls Regional Basketball Action on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn $20 every time you spend $20 or more five times. One more way to get more done. This tax season, save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or Conventional and an STP oil filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $3 more. Stop in and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back here in West Branch, 29-14, Bears lead it over the Falcons of Louisa Muscatine. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson here with you tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, also streaming online, kgymradio.com. Checking out the first half scoring for West Branch, 10 points, Taylor Tyne leading the way for the Bears here at the break, coming off the bench with 10. Sasha Koenig with 7, 5 apiece for Tatum Koenig, and Taya Young both with 5, and 2 for Riley Vaughn. West Branch only shot 4 free throws in the first half. They went 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Wiza Muscatine right now. Kylie Sanders, the 5'7 freshman, 9 points at the break. 3 for Haley Sanders, 2 for Sophia Sneddon. Wiza Muscatine shot 14 free throws in the first half and made 4 free throws. So big disparity here in the free throw shooting. LM's getting to the free throw line. They've not been able to cash in. Bears are doing their work, just good old-fashioned hustle, and a lot of it's on the boards as they are crashing the glass, and right now that is where West Branch is winning this basketball game, Eric.
Well, I think two areas. One, you look at offensive rebounds, and again, seven offensive rebounds in the first quarter for West Branch, 6 in the second quarter. So again, multiple second, third opportunities. And then you look at turnovers. Wiza Muscatine, 6 turnovers in each quarter, 12 total. And again, I remember specifically in the first quarter, at least 3 different times West Branch scored off of turnovers. West Branch only 5 turnovers. You know, it's funny, if you're Wiza Muscatine and you looked at up at the scoreboard and saw Tatum Koenig only had 5 points, you'd think maybe you'd be in the ball game, that your defense had accomplished what you hoped it would. But again, then when you're for West Branch, Tyler Tyne, as we mentioned, 10 points, Riley Vaughn 2, so 2 players off the bench for West Branch, 12 points. And again, the Wiza Muscatine just has 14 points total. So again, the defense has done somewhat what it wanted to accomplish, slow Tatum Koenig down, but it's let other players be open, and it's also opened up the offensive backboard for West Branch to get multiple opportunities.
And Wiza Muscatine, and we mentioned it a couple times, their leading scorer, their leading rebounder, Mariah Pugh out for the it must have happened 3 games ago because she's missed the last 2 games. Obviously a torn ACL. She's on crutches with a huge knee brace on there. So, and she's only a junior, so she'll be back next year. But we mentioned it in the first half. If you were just tuning in, no Mariah Pugh for the Falcons of Wiza Muscatine, who, again, averages 13 points, 10 rebounds per game, a 5'11 force in the paint for Coach Mark Worley. And you can kind of just tell from the first half of action, and we kind of mentioned it as well, going back and forth, well, we don't know how they would have played, but you could just tell without her on the floor, there's a little bit of a question in that offensive front for Wiza Muscatine of who's going to take over the game now.
Well, you wonder, again, they may play 5 out, but I'm guessing if they do that, they do a lot more pass and cut, and look to score. And again, you just know if she was in the ball game, you know, you look at all those offensive rebounds for West Branch, you assume that they wouldn't have been quite so dominant on the boards. Now, you know, is it worth 15 points? You know, we'll never know if it's worth 15 points or not, but, you know, it certainly would have changed the way the game unfolded. And, you know, halftime now, this again gives West Branch a little more of an opportunity to talk about what do we want to do to attack, you know, this box and one. And it'll be interesting to see if you know, they opt to stay in the box and one. You're getting beat by other players, which that's the chance you took. You know, you thought maybe it'd be Sasha Koenig or Taya Young, and they've done a little bit, you know, 5 points for Young, 7 points for Sasha Koenig. But, again, I don't think if you have scouted West Branch, you would have thought that Tyne would come in and hit those 3 baskets. And that's probably one of the things that, you know, for Wiza Muscatine, you just didn't expect or anticipate.
And we mentioned that in the first half, too, is just the youth, the talented youth that Coach Tylee and the West Branch Bears have. Taya Young, a freshman. Sasha Koenig, a freshman. Kyla Nekas, a sophomore. Fryas, a 6'1" junior. So even when Tatum Koenig finishes up her career here at West Branch, which may not be tonight, may not be Tuesday night, who knows when it's going to be here in the next few weeks for West Branch. They hope it's a lot longer than the next couple weeks. But the cupboard is not bare here. And West Branch, who plays an extremely tough conference, they are going to be ready to come back and battle in the River Valley again next year.
Well, like you say, I mean, Kylie Sanders, a freshman, and she's leading them in scoring, and her sister, a sophomore, and again, at 5'10", 5'7", you hope, you know, you just hope, again, Pugh can come back healthy again. You know, you talk about recovery from, if it is an ACL, that's a year recovery. And And you never know for sure, you know, a calendar year that may or may not involve basketball, although we certainly have seen, say, Rachel Saunders at Iowa City West, although she got hurt in the state tournament, and it took her till after winter break to come back. But you hope Pugh could come back because, again, you know, they're a very young team. I think the only senior starter, well, no, they, Worley and Osborne are senior starters, but everyone else that's playing is an underclassman, and again, a freshman and a sophomore leading the way for Loaiza Muscatine.
Halftime score here is 29-14. West Branch leading the way over the Falcons of Loaiza Muscatine. We'll take a break and we'll come back in 90 seconds and we'll get the second half started for you here tonight. West Branch again, 29-14, leading at the break over the Falcons of LM. You're listening to high school basketball on 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM, the North and South Gyms on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
We're back in West Branch. Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson here with you. Class 2A, Region 5, girls basketball tonight on the North and South Gym, KGYM. Brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com. Here we go, second half underway. Bears controlling it, heading to the right as you listen at home and online. Here's Sasha Koenig on the left side. She dribbles to the top of the key. Same starters on the floor for both teams. Linekis in the lane, pump fake. Now to Fryoff out on the left side. Back to the top. Taya Young fires a straight on three. That's good. Taya Young knocks down her second three-pointer of the ballgame. 32-14. Bears on top. Worley breaks the press. Got a little three on two. Steps through the lane. Cannot get it to go. Fights for her own rebound and draws a foul from Fryoff. And Alexa Worley will go to the free throw line for LM.
Well, that time getting the inbounds and pushing it up the floor, there was no hesitation to go to the basket. So I think, again, being down as much as they are, obviously Loaiza Muscatine has to change their offensive strategy and, again, look to run much shorter possessions and look to score.
Worley knocks down the first free throw. And she'll step up to the line and fire another one. That one rattles in and out. Rebound fought for. Jump ball, Lunekis.
Another call.
No, they
foul.
Get a foul. And that one's going to be on Haley Sanders. They're going to call Haley Sanders for the foul. That's her second. Team foul number one of the second half on the Falcons. Sasha Koenig dribbles it into the front court. Looks to the right, dribbles in the lane, kicks it out. Taya Young open for three again. Missed it. Backside rebound, though, is Ledeckis. Back to the top. Sasha Koenig, good-looking three, no good. Taya Young offensive rebound. Ball knocked loose. It's on the floor. Another jump ball. Possession arrow this time is going to belong to the Falcons. 7:07 left in the third quarter.
Well, anytime against that box and one, if West Branch gets penetration, there's going to be a kick to the outside for an open three-pointer. It's just a matter of when they start hitting the three-pointers.
Kat Osborne in the backcourt with it. Kylie Sanders back for Osborne. Gets it across half court into the front court for the Falcons of Loaiza Muscatine. Man-to-man defense. Bears have been in that all night long. Here's Osborne, tries the right side. Gets it for Snedden, right elbow. Now right back for Osborne, again to the top of the key. Pulls it all the way out. Nearly got away with a travel, or did get away with a travel, it looked like. Here's Worley, drives all the way down into the corner. Hands it off for Haley Sanders, and another jump ball as Lunekis had her hands on the ball as Sanders went up. This time the arrow belongs to the Bears.
Well, Lunekis and Fryhoff both 6 foot, and that really went right into 2 6-footers and really didn't get the shot off. They just stayed straight up and down, and the shot went into them, and the officials called jump ball.
Ty Young, nice drive in the lane, but Lunekis can't handle the pass, and now another jump ball. I got to say, Eric, I don't think I've seen this many possession arrow changes. Whoever's running the possession arrow tonight is getting a workout.
Well, this is one place West Branch can really improve next year. Again, their post players are young, underclassmen, and they've just got to play a lot of basketball, get better but catching the basketball and going up. That time there was a nice pass there, right to Freehoff or Lunekis, I apologize, not sure which one. And again, all they had to do is catch the ball, go up and lay it up and score, but just mishandled the basketball. And that's one area that, between now and next year, with just a lot of playing time, hopefully that'll improve.
Cat Osborne that time gets a layup to go off the inbounds pass from Worley after a ball tipped out of bounds. So Kat Osborne with her first 2 points of the game. Taya Young's wide open on the left side for a three. Misses it off the heel of the iron. And the rebound by Osborne in there for the Falcons. And they're going to get an elbow on Kat Osborne. A little bit of pressure came. And the senior didn't appreciate it too much. And they are going to call her for an offensive foul. Not a flagrant, however, and that is Osborne's third, team foul number two. So the official going to explain it to Mark Worley here, and now the Bears will inbound underneath their own basket after the foul. Right into Fryoff in the paint, puts it up, draws a foul, and Abby Fryoff to the free throw line to shoot two.
And again, a better job there by Abby. Caught the ball, but again, just needs to be able to take it up strong and finish it there. Again, caught it in a good spot, a good inbounds play, and Koenig made a nice bounce pass to give her a pretty good look, just not able to finish.
Fryoff's free throw, good. So Abby Fryoff gets her first point of the evening. 33-17, West Branch on top here in the third quarter with 5:53 left to play in the third. Second free throw on the way, also good. So West Branch and Fryoff knocks down two free throws there. Full court pressure by West Branch, but broken by the Falcons. Haley Sanders takes it all the way in and lays it off the glass and in for the sophomore. She's got five in the ball game. 34-19, Koenig, Sasha Koenig inside for Fryoff, puts it up. Cannot get the roll, got her own rebound again. Another offensive board out to Lunekis. Cross it to Young, now to Sasha Koenig. Wide open three, that's off the window, and no good. And then a foul called on the Bears, and it's going to be on Fryoff.
Well, this is another chance for a West Branch post player to finish and unable to do so. And again, they got the offensive rebound and got it out to Sasha Koenig for a great look, just a little strong. And now we have a timeout.
Yep, 30-second timeout taken by Louisa Muscatine. 34-19, West Branch on top here in the third quarter as the Bears defense continues to just be suffocating tonight against the Falcons. Everywhere the Falcons are, the one thing Louisa Muscatine's really found some success in is with a little bit of tempo. When they've gotten up and down the floor, they've been able to get some buckets in transition when they've beaten the Bears back defensively, but that's been few and far between tonight.
Yeah, they have two baskets this quarter. Again, basically once they get through that press, took it to the basket. Kat Osborne scored a basket. Haley Sanders scored a basket. So, again, they have had some success. And so far, again, after all those turnovers in the first half, they have not turned it over. But, again, just a ton of jump balls and change of possessions.
Early in the backcourt with it. Again, the Bears, full court pressure. And there's a ball off the foot of Sanders, stolen by Sasha Koenig. Drives the lane, kicks it out for Tatum Koenig. Deep two on the way is good. It is a 2 foot on the line for Tatum Koenig. But she's got her first point since the first quarter. Here's Kylie Sanders. Got it knocked away from behind by Tatum Koenig. And it's going to stay with Louisa Muscatine is Bridget Ball. Checks into the lineup, and Fryoff checks out.
And we'll see if this full court pressure wears on Louisa Muscatine as the game or third and fourth quarter go on here in the second half.
Worley with it. Dribbles towards the top of the key. Sasha Koenig there defensively. Now back, they cross it to Kylie Sanders. Drives in the lane, flips it up off the glass and in. Not sure how she got it up. She started that shot all the way down by her hip, but got it to go. Here is Taya Young, left corner three, no good. Rebound on the inside by Osborne for the Falcons.
Well, one thing, West Branch not bashful about putting it up from three. A lot of times, you know, penetration and then one pass. And
great hustle by Sasha Koenig. Gets the steal, flips it off for Taylor Tyne for two more.
Well, that's all Sasha Koenig there, went on the floor. Now another turnover. Oh, no, travel.
A travel by Osborne.
That's where West Branch is just relentless right now in that full court pressure. Louisa Muscatine actually got by it. But again, you know, one thing you're taught, you know, attack him from behind. Try to come up behind and either swat at the ball, or that time actually came from behind and tied Louisa Muscatine up. So, again, just the relentless defensive pressure here by West Branch.
38-21, Bears in front as they've continued to expound upon their lead here in the third quarter. Sasha Koenig takes it all the way in, cannot get the roll. Rebound into the hands of Snedden.
Well, those are shots, again, I think as her career goes on, she's going to finish those more often than not. She gets to a lot of really good spots, and Knight has had a little trouble finishing.
Riley Vaughn with her first foul. Team foul number three is a block foul called there.
But that's where if Sasha maybe grows an inch or two here over the next couple years and gets that little bit stronger, again, she'll be a really accomplished player.
Here's Kylie Sanders again getting in the lane. We've got another tie-up. This time the arrow goes back to West Branch with 3:50 to go, third quarter. The Bears lead it 38-21 here in quarter number three of Class 2A Region 5 action. First night of the postseason for Class 2A. Some of the 1A teams got started, some on Thursday. There was, if they weren't stopped by all the snow. Of course, most of those games were postponed, being played tonight. Here's Vaughn, kicks it to the left corner. Tyne a three, got it to go. Taylor Tyne knocks down her third three-pointer of the evening.
Well, that's another sophomore, as you, Jeff, have talked so much about the youth. And there's another turnover. Nope.
Yep, it is still going to be a turnover. It was going to be a steal by Koenig, and then they're going to get a foul on Osborne. And that is her fourth. Team foul number four of the second half on the Falcons.
Now, one thing, too, Tatum Koenig has done a nice job of not forcing things. Sometimes you'll see a box and one against a player like Tatum, and sometimes they'll look to force things, and she's done a great job of letting the game come to her and making assists, getting rebounds. And plus, just, you know, the box and one, with that player gone, the other West Branch players have really had a lot of openings and opportunities to score.
Three-pointer by Riley Vaughn, no good, tipped out of bounds, and ball goes to the Falcons. Full court pressure still on by the Bears. They're going to force a turnover out of it. Tyne for Sasha Koenig. Layup no good, though. And the rebound by Kylie Sanders. And it's another possession arrow change. Jump ball. Falcons will have it. 2:50 to go in the third. 20-point advantage now for West Branch. 41-21. Sanders in the backcourt. Nearly stolen again. Here's Worley. The defense doesn't stop for the Bears. It doesn't matter if they're up by 5, 20, 35. It doesn't matter. They're going to play defense all night long and force as many turnovers as they can. That time, it's a foul on Sasha Koenig, her second.
Well, it looks like Louisa Muscatine's, maybe the fatigue is starting to show a little bit here.
Sanders and Worley play catch out front. Now back for Kylie Sanders. She'll drive it in. A little contact. Draws the foul and goes to the line.
Oh, that's a tough call on Lonekas there. She stood pretty firm there, and the contact went right into her. But a lot of calls have gone, I think, West Branch's way on some of the jump balls and things. And the official, I mean, explaining, I don't know, I thought she really didn't move much. I suppose a no call might have been an option.
Kylie Sanders steps to the line, knocks down the first one. 41-22. West Branch in front. Kyle Anexis checked back into the game. Another free throw coming up for Sanders. Is up and good. So Kylie Sanders, 13 to lead the way for the Falcons tonight.
Well, now we'll see, because now Eliza Muscatine going full court here, and we'll see if West Branch gets through that, through this. They'll certainly look to score.
Vaughn in the backcourt with it. Full court pressure put on. Here's Koenig. Tatum Koenig breaks it, takes it all the way in. Layup good. Tatum Koenig.
Well, I just don't know that I understand if you're Eliza Muscatine, you probably have no choice but to press, but I don't think they're going to have any success pressing West Branch.
Here is Haley Sanders with it on the right side. Now back for Worley with 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. A 20-point lead for West Branch at 43-23. This is Kylie Sanders between the circles with it. Now for Martinez, who's checked back in for Louisa Muscatine. Back towards the top for Worley with a minute 47 left to go here in this third quarter. Worley dribbles all the way over to the right side into a trap. Lost it, tipped out of bounds by the Bears. It will stay with the Falcons.
West Branch, again, does a nice job of making decisions, either run and jump or double team when there's a handoff, and almost got another turnover.
Worley with it as we near the 90-second mark here in the third quarter. Bears, another big third quarter offensively, but the second quarter is where they really kind of put this game in doubt for Louisa Muscatine, as there's going to be a foul called on the Bears as they try to tie up, but it's on the arm. Yeah, it's going to be against Sasha Koenig, and that's her third. And team foul number 6 of the second half on West Branch.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you look at the two coaching staffs. Louisa Muscatine oftentimes thinks that West Branch is being too physical in some of those traps and double teams. But look down at West Branch, and their coach is shaking their head thinking, hey, they've tied him up. There's no foul there. So depending on who you're rooting for, it kind of influences how you think the officiating is.
Turnover by Louisa Muscatine. A travel called on Martinez. No full court pressure here by the Falcons. But they fire it inside to Taylor Tide, who scores it one more time. She has got 17 in this one off the bench. Backcourt for the Falcons is Worley. Gets it up to Sanders, tipped out of bounds. Again, Taylor Tine steps in front of that one.
Well, Taylor had 99 points on the season, you know, again, averaging 4.7 points per ball game.
And another foul, that one again on Tine. This one's going to be here first, though. Team foul number 7, and that's free throws for the Falcons.
Well, that's maybe the only downside in terms of West Branch's aggressive defense, is that now every foul from now on will put Louisa Muscatine on the free throw line.
So a 45-23 lead is Kylie Sanders to the free throw line. Knocks down the first one. She's got 14.
That's her sixth tonight. Point from the free throw line.
She'll shoot another one here. Minute 4 left to go in the third quarter. Second free throw on the way. Good. So the 5'7 freshman leading the way tonight for the Falcons as Koenig comes into the front court. Right corner. Taylor Tine fires it again. Missed that one. One of the only shots she's missed tonight, but she got her own rebound. Back to Tide in the right quarter. Now to Vaughn, and they swing it around to Young. 45 seconds to go here in the third. Young for Vaughn. Vaughn will drive in the lane. Stop. Got a shot partially blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Worley. Gets it off for Haley Sanders. Sanders will bring it into the front court. 30 seconds left in the third. 45-25. West Branch in front. Here's Martinez. A deep two on the way. That's no good. Long rebound, tipped out in the hands of Riley Vaughn. And here come the Bears, 18 seconds. Koenig into the front court. Gets in the lane, dumps it down for Taya Young. Shot up, got it to go, and the foul.
And again, I mentioned about Tatum Koenig not forcing things. Again, she got inside the lane. She could have elevated for a jump shot, but instead, just a pretty assist down to Taya Young. And Young, again, goes up strong and gets a bump and still converts the basket.
Young now into double figures as she's got 10 on the night. Free throw is up, rattling and good.
6 points in the quarter for Young.
8 seconds left here in the third. Worley into the front court. 4 seconds. Not sure if they know they need to get a shot off. 2-1. Now Worley flips it up. Blocked by Young. That's the end of the quarter. Just as the third quarter started with the defensive pressure of the Bears, it ends the exact same way as West Branch has opened up a 23-point advantage as we go to quarter number four. Back after this on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the Gym.
Back in West Branch tonight, Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson with you tonight on the North and South Gyms. 107.5, 106.3 online, KGYMradio.com, and the TuneIn app as well. So we go to quarter number four. West Branch with a 23-point lead, 48-25 here in this one. They outscored Louisa Muscatine in the third, 19-11, to open up that 23-point lead. So Ty Young will handle it as she dribbles it to the right side. Now back for Linekis on the top. Now they'll swing it back for Young. We'll see if the Bears maybe try to slow things down, just run a little bit of clock to start the quarter here. No, they're not. Here's Koenig. Tatum. Koenig says, I don't think so. This is my last home basketball game. She fires away and knocks down a three to start quarter number four.
Well, that's where the defender went for the steal and missed it, so that left Koenig wide open, and I don't think she's going to pass up that shot. They might have to, you know, be a little more patient and maybe make a few passes, maybe not shoot on the first pass of an offense, but I think they'll continue to be aggressive.
Well, Liza Muscatine gets it inside to Sneddon, and she can't hit. Haley Sanders gets the offensive rebound, though, and pulls it back outside, and Worley controls now. Now a zone look for the Bears. They've gone to a little 1-3-1 action here. Near steal there. Osborne comes up with it. Kat Osborne, she's got 4 fouls, so she needs to be careful for the Falcons here. Worley dribbles inside, flips it out for Kaylee Sanders, fires a three, no good. Fryoff with the rebound, gets it out for Koenig, Tatum Koenig. Fires ahead. Taya Young, layup good.
Well, that's one, a nice pass, but also a really nice catch and taking it up by Taya Young. That wasn't the easiest catch and score, but she did a nice job, and again, just a freshman.
Left side, this is Worley. Dribbles towards the top. Sasha Young on the top of that 1-3-1. Linekis on the back end of that 1-3-1. Here's Worley at the top, fires a three. That's no good. Rebound by Fryuff. We've got a jump ball. She tied up with Haley Sanders on it, and the arrow belongs to the Falcons.
Well, that's where defensively, you know, West Branch does have nice size. We talk about their post players needing to develop offensively, but defensively, again, that six-foot height comes in handy down low.
There's inside to Sanders. She cannot get it to go. Linekis with the rebound. Sasha Koenig pushes it into the front court. Tatum Koenig, left side, deep three off the fire and good. Tatum Koenig got it from her younger sister. Knocks it home.
That's just transition again. Louisa Muscatine just trying to get back. Doesn't find Tatum Koenig. And again, wide open from the three-point line. She's going to take that every time.
Kat Osborne on the left side. Back to the top for Worley. Worley. Gets it in the lane to Sneddon, out for Osborne. She'll fire a three. That's off the mark. It's out of bounds. Tipped out by Linekis, and he'll stay with the Falcons. 5:38 left to play. 56-25. Bears leading, and Mark Worley is going to take a timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout with 5:38 left to play. Bears of West Branch heading to the next round. They lead it 56-25. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KGYM.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertin & Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Out of the timeout, Falcons will inbound it. Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson here with you on Saturday night. Class 2A regional basketball underway for the ladies. There's a turnover by the Falcons as Haley Sanders lost it. Taya Young comes up with it. Pushes the other way. Stops, pops from 10. No good. Fry off with the rebound. Put back, no good, but draws the foul and goes to the line for two.
Well, again, just off of that miss on the other end, Young takes it the length of the floor, and again, nice job, pulls up with a little jump shot, doesn't force it all the way to the basket, misses, but again, West Branch right on that offensive rebound.
Free throw by Abby Fryoff is good. She's got three in the game, all at the free throw line. Kylie Sanders checks in. Also coming in for Louisa Muscatine is Reagan Downing, checking back into the game. Sarah Martinez also back in. Fryoffs knocks them both down.
Nice touch for a 6'1 junior.
4 points for her, all at the line tonight. 5:20 left to go. Bears push their lead, 58-25. Martinez in the left corner with it. Now trying to dribble it back out. Gets it off for Osborne. Now for Downing, and outside to Worley. Bears have moved from their stifling man-to-man to a 1-3-1 here in the fourth quarter. As a three by Worley is no good. Sasha Koenig ahead to Tatum Koenig. Left side layup good. Tatum Koenig. She may finish as the leading scorer in this game somehow.
Yep, 17 points. Getting close to where maybe we see West Branch make substitutions.
Foul called on the pass inside. It is on Abby Fryoff. And Fryoff picks up her fourth team foul, number 8, sends Kylie Sanders to the free throw line.
That could be Fryoff's fifth foul here. That's what it shows up on the...
I've got her for 4, and I think that's what the PA announcer said, too. Free throw by Kylie Sanders is no good. And the rebound is a Linekis. Koenig dribbles towards the top. Now Taya Young with it. Nice look inside. Fryoff got wide open. She makes the catch and puts it up and in. Her first field goal of the ball game.
Maybe about time to call off the dogs here.
Worley with it. Still a 1-3-1 look. Also into the game is Hannah McConaughey. There's a three from Martinez that's no good. Tatum Koenig pushing, finds Taya Young right side, layup good.
You know, Young has done a great job of catching the ball off of the break and finishing. Again, I think was that Tatum again with the assist there. We don't keep assists. We're not able to keep all statistics here, but boy, she's had probably 5, 6, 7 assists.
There's a kickball by Sasha Koenig with 3:40. It is continuous clock now. Clock running in the fourth quarter. Subs coming in. Tyne, Bull, Vaughn. Also coming in is Maddie Linekis. And coming off the floor for the final time here at West Branch High on her home floor, Tatum Koenig checking out. 17 points, her and Taylor Tyne, the two leading scorers for West Branch here tonight. Worley at the top of the key, dribbles in, flips one up, no good, pass tipped, and it goes into the hands of Tyne with 3 minutes left to go here. 64-25, Bears on top. Vaughn for Tyne, puts up the three and drains it. Taylor Tyne.
If Tyne can play this way in the future here, you know, that's another huge offensive threat for West Branch.
Here is Osborne as this one is all but in the books as Kylie Sanders gets fouled by Tyne. And that'll be free throws coming up for Kylie Sanders with 2 minutes and 32 seconds left to play here in the ball game. 67 to 25.
Well, again, and Kylie Sanders continuing to battle. It's, you know, she's been kind of the about the only scoring threat for Louisa Muscatine. Only four baskets made other than hers. And to be honest, she only has one, two, three, four baskets, but again, quite a few free throws.
That free throw that she made there was the first point of the fourth quarter for the Falcons. The second one's no good, and the rebound on the inside by Maddie Linekis. Bears got it stolen. That's Kylie Sanders, and then a foul is going to be called on Vaughn.
Well, Naya, that is the first turnover of the half for West Branch. And again, I may have missed some along the way, but again, West Branch is taking care of the ball. That third quarter where, again, West Branch stretched his lead, Eloisa Muscatine had seven turnovers, so they had 19 turnovers in the first three quarters.
Free throw by Kylie Sanders is no good. So West Branch will get the win tonight. They're going to advance to 16-6. They'll head to the next round, and they'll face conference foe Wilton coming up on Tuesday night. And we've got a timeout taken here. It is a full. We'll take probably our last timeout of the game. Bears up by 40, 67-27 with 2:19 to go. Back after this on KGYM.
Bob Bubbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bubbergear? Bob Bubbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bubbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bubbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the Friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Back at West Branch, 67-27, your score. West Branch leading it, a 40-point advantage. Another free throw coming up here, I believe, for Kylie Sanders. And this one all but in the books. Taylor Tyne will be the leading scorer tonight for West Branch. 20 points for the sophomore off the bench who came in averaging four a ball game. She steps up in a huge way tonight for the Bears.
Well, 4 3-pointers. Well, looking a little ahead, West Branch has played Wilton twice.
Lost to them twice.
Yep. In late November, they played a great game. West Branch lost 76-74. But then the second time around, to be honest, Wilton kind of controlled that game 77-42.
Rylan Drucker is into the game. Here's Tyne again. Three. That one's no good. And Sneddon comes away with the rebound for Louisa Muscatine. 2 minute mark of this one. Continuous clock here in the ball game as the Bears will advance to face their conference foe, Wilton, for the third time this year. And the Bears and the Bear fans hoping it's third time's a charm, that they can knock off Wilton in their third meeting here this year as Vaughn comes up with a steal and brings it into the front court. Bowl has it, now off for Drucker, who throws up about a 17-footer that's no good. Tipped out of bounds, it'll be Louisa Muscatine basketball. So LM will finish their season up 14-9, and they've got a lot of players coming back, both the Sanders girls. Mariah Pugh, who, as we mentioned, tore her ACL a couple weeks ago, their leading scorer and rebounder. She'll be back next year as Kat Osborne drives in and draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line as Maddie Linekis picks up the foul.
Well, you always do wonder again, you know, what impact that would be. And again, you know, it was a fairly close first quarter and even a little bit first half where you thought that, again, you know, that she could have been a difference maker there. But boy, West Branch played exceptionally well here in the second half.
Subs coming in. Martinez comes back in as Sneddon goes to the bench for the Falcons. And a timeout taken by the Bears.
Full timeout here.
Another full timeout. So we'll take another full timeout, get some more of our sponsors in here tonight. 67-28, West Branch on top, back in 60 seconds on KGYM.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its superior durability, capacity, and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Out of the timeout, Kat Osborne at the free throw line has one more to go, so hopefully that'll be the final stoppage tonight, and everybody's gotten their players in and ready to go. As ball tipped out of bounds off the missed free throw, it'll be Bears basketball.
They're going to call a foul, I believe, here, so West Branch will be down here shooting.
So West Branch goes to the other end, and that'll be Maddie Linekas, the 5'9 senior, to step to the free throw line and shoot free throws for the Bears. She will be shooting a 1-1 here. Free throw on the way is up, no good. Rebound goes into the hands of Maddie Linekas. Drucker for Taylor Tyne, three ball, no good. And out of bounds, back to Louisa Muscatine as we are under the minute mark here in this one.
And again, they're going to take a West Branch player who needs to tie their shoe, and again with the running clock. Now fire get ball given to Louisa Muscatine to inbounds.
Still full court pressure here by the Bears. Worley with it into the front court. Dribbling on the left side and a foul called. This one's on Drucker.
Well, it's kind of interesting the way the game's wound down here. I mean, West Branch has subbed. Louisa Muscatine, I think, for the most part, had for at least a stretch here, still has kept their starters in. That's always that, you know, when the team winning subs, do you go a little deeper into your bench? But Louisa Muscatine opts to keep predominantly their starters on the floor. And, you know, a little unusual. You see West Branch still full court pressing up, you know, 40 points. But again, the other team starters are in. So I don't know if there is an etiquette per se here late ball game anymore.
Lexi Peek and Maddie Hatfield check in. Worley hits the second free throw as well, so she knocks down both of them. 67-30. And then a tie up again. We got to have one more jump ball tonight. We
West
might
Branch
as well.
Keeps possession here.
And now Louisa Muscatine calls a timeout, down by 37 points with 20 seconds left to go.
Well, it's interesting end of the game. Like I say, I don't know that there is an etiquette anymore. I mean, you know, West Branch was up big, running clock. They did take their starters out. Louisa Muscatine stayed in full court pressure, kept their starters in. I don't know what the etiquette is anymore.
I just don't get it. There's 30 seconds left in a ball game. It's over. Let's just everybody just pack it in and let's just head on home and be done. Obviously, it's a tough loss. Because, you know, I think if Pew plays in this game, it might. I don't know if it's a 37-point difference in the ball game, but it's a lot more competitive. Yeah, it's a cleaner ball game, and I think that's probably what Coach Mark Worley and the Falcons don't want to remember from tonight, is that it was not a clean loss.
Well, and again, you know, there, Louisa Muscatine's going to come out here in full court pressure. So, like I say, I don't know. It's been interesting from that standpoint.
So 20 seconds left in this one, and a foul on Osborne, who will foul out of the ballgame. So Kat Osborne with 3 points, fouls out with 16 seconds, and that will be her final play of her high school career, as the senior fouls out for the Falcons.
You know, and I don't know. Maybe you take the time out. Maybe there's something you want to say to your kids. It's their last game of a successful season that ended in a difficult way with an injury to one of your key kids. So, I don't, just a little unusual is all.
Drucker misses the free throw. And the Falcons will bring it into the front court with 10 seconds left to go. Their season comes to a conclusion at 14-9. While the Bears of West Branch will get another shot at Wilton on Tuesday night at the buzzer. Haley Sanders puts it up and in. That's the only field goal of the fourth quarter for the Falcons of Louisa Muscatine. West Branch gets the victory tonight, 67-32. They will advance to face Wilton coming up in the quarterfinals of Class 2A Region 5. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, tally up all the numbers, and wrap things up tonight from West Branch, where the Bears win their final home game of the 2017-2018 basketball season, 67-32 over Louisa Muscatine. Back in two on KGYF.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The way she's always singing. Her silly laugh. The way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Or excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings at regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Back here in West Branch, Jeff Moss, Eric Peterson wrapping things up tonight. West Branch moves on in the regional tournament with a 67-32 victory tonight over the Falcons of Louisa Muscatine. As we take a look at the scoring in this one tonight, the Bears led on the night in the scoring column by the 5'6" sophomore off the bench, Taylor Tyne, 20 points to lead all scorers tonight, as the sophomore leads the way for the Bears in the victory with 20 for her, 17 in the game for Tatum Koenig, and then 15 for Taya Young. So a senior, a sophomore, and a freshman all scoring in double figures tonight for Coach Jared Tiley and the West Branch Bears. 7 in the game for Sasha Koenig, and then 6 for Abby Fryeff, and 2 for Riley Vaughn. West Branch with 7 of 11 from the free throw line tonight. For Louisa Muscatine, led on the night by the 5'7" freshman, Kylie Sanders, 17 in the game for her tonight. And then after that, 7 for her older sister, Haley Sanders, 3 apiece for Alexa Worley and Kat Osborne, and 2 for Sophia Snedden. Louisa Muscatine shot 29 free throws in the game tonight. They went 14 of 29 from the free throw line. It was 10-7. West Branch after a quarter of play. West Branch outscored Louisa Muscatine 19-7 in quarter number 2 to lead at halftime 29-14. Bears kept the the pressure on defensively in the third quarter, outscoring the Falcons 19-11. And in the fourth quarter, the Bears, again, score 19 points. Three quarters in a row, the Bears score 19. They outscore the Falcons 19-8 down the stretch, and they win it 67-32 in a dominant performance by the Bears of West Branch in their victory tonight.
Well, you look at some of the interesting statistics. I mean, West Branch controlled about every statistic. I had them for 32 rebounds to 20 for Muscatine. And again, probably 15 or more of those were offensive rebounds. Another statistic, turnovers, I had Louise Muscatine for at least 21 turnovers. I had West Branch maybe only for six. Again, so many jump balls, I might have lost track on some of the change of possessions, whether it was a turnover or not. And then another interesting stat, West Branch made 9 3-pointers tonight. Louise Muscatine had just 9 baskets for the entire ball game. So, you know, you get all those statistics being pretty much one-sided, and the score got out of hand. Again, you know, Louise Muscatine kind of accomplished what they hoped to in that first quarter, only down 3-10-7. And in some ways, for a period of time in that second quarter, we're still able to kind of hang in there. But West Branch, I think, smart move. They jumped into full court pressure. That created turnovers. And again, they were just dominating the offensive boards. Like I say, you would have loved for Louise and Muscatine to have had their full complement and, and had Pugh healthy and playing. Like I say, since that first half was competitive, you'd like to think that it might have been a much more competitive ball game. It's just, it's tough to lose your post play. I mean, because again, their second player, Kylie Saunders, 17 points, you know. So if Pugh could have played, you know, had that kind of night and, again, improved the defense and the rebounding, you know, it may would have been probably more competitive. But, again, West Branch, again, Taya Young just, you know, again, made some great plays in the second half in terms of, you know, fast break opportunities where great catches and finishes. Taylor Tyne, like we said, just where has that been all season? You know, averaging less than 5 points a game and scoring 20 points tonight and hitting 4 3-pointers. So, again, just a well-rounded victory. And like I say now, you know, they've got two. They played Wilton twice. They've got the film. They've got some time to prepare here. Although, again, they'll leave the friendly confines here of West Branch and have to go to Wilton to play that ball game.
Third time of the year they'll play Wilton. Wilton won the first two in the regular season. And, Eric, you've been there before as a coach. What's it like on both sides when you play a team for that third time in the year?
Well, I don't know that anyone, I mean, short of if you're just dominating the heck out of them, I don't know that you want that too much. You know, because again, you know, you always hear that third time's tough. You have to beat a team three times and things. And at the same time, if you've lost to a team twice, you'd maybe like to see someone else, you know, rather than see those. So I don't know that either team is really all that excited about a third meeting. Again, I mean, I thought for West Branch, I certainly a step up in how they played. They played really well against Clear Creek Amana the other night. They played exceptionally well tonight. So we'll see. I mean, you know, if records hold true, you know, the rest of the teams remaining, again, Regina has 18 wins. If Wapello wins, they'll be their 13th win. That'll be one matchup. Again, West Branch now with 16 wins will play Wilton 13-8, you know, from that standpoint. Down at the other part, again, Van Buren, West Burlington, one's a 16-win team, one's a 13-win team. They'll go up against Mediapolis with 18 wins. And down at the bottom, you have probably Danville at 17-4 will come out of there and play an 18-3 Sigourney team. So probably all the teams remaining will have been teams that have had really successful seasons and should have a lot of confidence moving into the next round of tournament.
And I think when you look at the matchup between Wilton and West Branch coming up in the next round, that's really kind of one of those, it's a, they played them so early, they're probably the first conference game was against Wilton, so a late November game, which means your second game against Wilton is probably going to be second week of January. So it's been, I would assume, just looking at the way West Branch has played in the last 2 or 3 weeks, they figured some things out with some of their youth, and they're probably a little bit different team that's played Wilton twice.
Well, and this should build confidence because, like I say, you know, two players, you know, role players came up and had big nights tonight. So, again, you know, they need scoring from more than Tatum Koenig. And, you know, more often than not, it's been Tatum and Sasha. Like I say, they're post players, young. The three kids come in at 6 foot, and again, I think defensively they do some nice things. They have some size. Just need to play a lot of basketball here, and again, nothing you can do about that now. Mm-hmm. It'd be, again, if offensively they can just get a little bit of help from those post players, that'd be another big boost for West Branch.
So, again, the final score tonight, 67-32. West Branch goes to 16-6 on the season. Louisa Muscatine wraps up their 17-18 campaign at 14-9 overall. Again, leading all scores tonight, Taylor Tyne had 20 points off the bench, 17 for Tatum Koenig, and 15 for Taya Young. Louisa Muscatine led on the night by Kylie Sanders. Eric, this is kind of our region here, so me and you will be, I think, back together next Thursday. Should be the ball game that's at Regina, which will be the winner of West Branch Wilton versus either Regina and Wapello, who will be playing. And then I know me and you have the regional final out of this region next Monday night in Riverside. So we'll get real familiar with 2A5 over the next week.
Well, again, it's nice thing is, I mean, we haven't seen Wilton yet, so yep. Who knows about that. But we've certainly seen Regina. We've certainly seen West Branch. And again, those are two solid squads. And like I say, a good chance that whoever gets state might come out of that that pairing. Like I say, things start to move awfully quickly.
Oh, yes, they do.
Now that we're into tournament play.
Oh, yes, they do. Again, the final score tonight, 67-32. Eric, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week.
You bet. Enjoyed it.
All right. 67-32, final tonight, West Branch with the victory. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KGYM. Of course, as always, it's presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com. 67-32, West Branch advances to play Wilton. For Eric Peterson and Jeff Downing back at Mission Control, I'm Jeff Moss saying good night as the Bears advance in regional tournament action as you've been listening to Class 2A Region 5 Girls Hoops on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Good night, everybody.